I'm now joined with Dr. Adele Green. She's Principal of St. Mary's Secondary School, Baldoyle, to talk about a number of issues concerning the school itself. Good morning, Adele. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Johnny, and thank you very much for having me on this morning.
You're most welcome. First of all, Adele, what are the general views now of students and teachers now back at school? All positive, I guess.
Do you know, it was just a relief to open up the doors and to welcome the students back into the school, I think for myself and all of the staff, including all our ancillary staff, because as you know, a school community really doesn't feel the same without all of our wonderful students on the corridors and breathing life and energy and joy back into the building. It's so important, and getting face-to-face education, I suppose, has never really been so important in our lives as we have from our experience of the remote experience of teaching and learning. The face-to-face contact, human contact, is just so essential in bringing well-being back into the school building and into the lives of all of the students, and indeed ourselves as the people working behind the scenes. It's absolutely fantastic to have everybody back.
Absolutely. And how's the school managing in terms of ventilation? Has a new system been installed since the summer break, or is it all about? Well, Johnny.
We're very lucky. The department monitors came out to us, so we have a number of the new Department of Education monitors, and we have our windows open and our doors open, and the weather has been quite good, as you can imagine, for September, and we're blessed with a beautiful day today. So all going really well, and we got inspected quite recently by the Department of Education's inspection department, a COVID inspection, and we reached 100% compliance. So we were delighted that our efforts were acknowledged and that the girls were really acknowledged for their remarkable efforts. They're wiping down their desks, they're hand sanitising, they're keeping socially distanced, they're wearing their face masks, and they're so remarkably upbeat despite all the restrictions that the energy and the enthusiasm couldn't be missed even by the inspector.
And how helpful did you find the CO2 monitors? Have they worked?
Yeah, we're finding them good now, but we have good ventilation, so we've locked the windows in rooms, and they have a kind of a number of different colours, so green, yellow, orange and red. And if it's red, obviously there's not enough ventilation getting into the room, and if it's orange, it's really not totally suitable. But we go around checking them, and they're in rooms in the mornings, and, you know, touch wood, so far we've been very satisfied with the level of ventilation that's in the building. You know, it is an old building, so it does have, you know, big windows and things like that, and large doors. So it does help, you know, the structure, large high ceilings and things like that, does help with ventilation as well.
And has the school now decided to allow students use their lockers with, you know, possibly a staggered system in place,
Johnny,
or something similar?
We're following the COVID response plan from the Department of Education. One of the issues with lockers is social distancing, obviously. Social distancing around the locker area is difficult, and also the cleaning and maintaining hygiene around the lockers. So at the moment, the girls are using, we use Microsoft Office 365 Teams. And we use ebooks, and they just bring their copies that they need, and the teacher accesses the ebook in class for using textbooks rather than the, you know, obviously it's a major concern with carrying the very heavy school bags, you know?
Oh, absolutely. So, Adele, how did the Leaving Certificate results pan out for your students this year?
Oh, we were absolutely delighted. Our girls were very, very pleased. It was fantastic. It was a remarkably new experience of the accredited grades and also the girls sitting the exams. And I'm very pleased to say that quite a large number of the girls did both, which is always to everybody's advantage. And they ran very, very well. You know, we maintained kind of good health and hygiene throughout the whole process of the on-site exams. And then the accredited grades, again, the staff did remarkable work, extremely diligent and professional work. And they went off very, very well. And we're very pleased with the outcome. And the girls were extremely happy. And we had a couple of girls came all in at a social distance to get a photograph, and, you know, just to acknowledge the experience of the day of getting your results, lots of thank you cards and lots of very happy girls. So we were really delighted.
Sounds wonderful. Did most students gain enough points for what they wanted to do going forward?
Yeah, well, there was, you know, obviously the points elevation has, you know, kind of was a major concern for some students. But in the girls that have reported back into us, quite a lot of them did receive the courses that they were looking for. And we have a remarkable career guidance teacher here, Miss Cremen, who did a lot of work with the girls prior to the exams on choices and being very clear about your choices and having your first, second and third option in and around the kind of thing that you'd like to do. So many, if they didn't get their first, they might have got their second or their third choice, and they were quite pleased with that, you know. And certainly the girls that came in on the day were very happy that they were well within the points for the courses that they chose them.
That sounds good. Adele, by the way, does the school have a transition year?
Yeah, we do, Johnny. We have a we do have transition year, and obviously pandemic kind of put a lot of transition year activities kind of on hold, but we've got back up and running almost straight out of the you know, straight away this September, and we had a barista company in doing barista coffee making training for the girls. They've been to Tato Park and Crow Park Skyline already, and they're all happily and busily, thankfully the department's guidelines, we can now run transition year work experience. So they're all very busy writing letters and trying to secure work experience for February 2022.
Okay, so it's an all-girls convent school. Roughly how many students are attending?
So about 270 girls here, and we have about 25 staff, teaching staff, I've ancillary staff, two amazing, fantastic cleaning ladies, and amazing caretaker looking after us all the time, and all the time doing little projects to make things a little bit better around the place for the girls. We recently did a lovely outdoor seated area for them for lunchtime, because with COVID, sitting outside is obviously much more healthy and much better for ventilation. So we have the girls outside and beautifully painted wooden benches all done up for the girls for a lunchtime break. And it's great student council, very involved in our decision making around things that we do for the girls. Student voice is very important to us. So we've a lovely student council and a group of six-year senior prefects who would advise and discuss issues. And as you said, things like lockers would come up, and we would discuss those with the girls around what they feel is safe and what they feel safe doing, and what is suitable for following guidelines, which they're all very aware of, actually. Young people are very aware of the guidelines that we are working under at the moment, and very aware of restrictions. So they're very accepting, actually, remarkably so, you know.
Excellent. And I believe the classes are quite small. Roughly how many students would be in each class?
Yeah, we have, we'd have about 22 to 24 in most of the classes. Maybe 27 would be the max in some classes, depending on an option subject. So particularly popular option subjects would be slightly bigger classes, but formed would be between 22 and 24.
Okay, so Adele, tell us about the sports facilities available at the school for students.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So we have our own sports hall. And actually, as you mentioned that, Johnny, we're having a big CAG rugby day tomorrow, the Friday the 24th, in Setonians. We work very closely with Leinster Rugby. And we're very, very lucky that Leinster Rugby CRO Stephen Costlow and Mark Campbell have organised for the women's Irish rugby team to come out and help for a tag rugby event that's taken place in the grounds of Setonians. And our sports, head of sports department, Mr. Fennell, has arranged that together with Leinster Rugby. And we're doing it as a fundraising day, Johnny. And as you know, the whole experience of pandemic has resulted in a huge drive and need for technology in education. And our girls, we really want them to have the really best of access to technology. So we're fundraising for tablets for the girls to use in class, which would be helpful when they're not carrying their school bags, so they can access books online and things like that. So last year we got a trolley of Chromebooks, and this year now we're fundraising for tablets. And the fund day, which Leinster Rugby have very kindly assisted us with, is designed to raise funds for are getting tickets for it, and we're having a raffle. And this is in conjunction with, we have been very blessed to work with Vodafone Auckland, who together with Uber have put in a Wi-Fi system throughout the school. And having the tablets, obviously, with the Wi-Fi is the ideal solution for us. And we're really lucky and very blessed that the party is going to happen tomorrow as part of our sports. And tag rugby is just one of the sports that we do for the girls. Badminton is another. We're very committed to badminton in areas, and we're very, very lucky because we work very closely with Badminton Ireland based in Bath. And for the last number of years, we've held the title of Badminton School of the Year as a result of our activities and involvement with badminton. GAA, again, is another great sport that we played in, and we're very lucky again. We're so blessed with the interest of our community, and Na Dubh Gáil has always been very interested and involved with St Mary's GAA and soccer. So we do soccer as well. So we're trying to cover all the bases for the girls, because sport and well-being go hand in hand, and exercise and well-being are so important and absolutely so significant now at the moment during the pandemic, around young people dealing with anxiety and dealing with the experience of the pandemic and the isolation that it brings, and the remote learning experience of being kind of away from school. So getting sports back up and running was really, really important to us. So we thought the entire school to be involved in right straight away in September would really kick off the whole experience of being outside, being active and being healthy, and kind of attending to one of our well-being targets for our school as community.
Okay, so that event tomorrow is at 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. at Sutonians.
Yes.
And it's hoped to raise roughly around €2,500.
That's the plan, please.
Oh,
God.
Okay.
Yeah, we're hoping. We have high hopes. But look, you know, the highlight, I think, is the 2:30 to 3:00 is the teachers versus the students tag rugby event. So as long as we all come off the pitch in one piece, we'll be blessed with ourselves.
Absolutely. Well, right, so unless there's anything else you'd like to mention, we leave it there for today.
No, Johnny, we just want to wish you the very best again for us. This is our new academic year. And again, we love getting the opportunity to chat to you, tell your community a little bit about what's going on with us. To thank all of your listeners and all of our parents, and our whole community have been very supportive of us in terms of just encouragement throughout the whole experience of the pandemic. And I have really fantastic and very grateful and thankful to my teaching staff, my SMAs, my cleaners, my caretaker, and my two wonderful office staff, Ian and Sharon. And I am backed up all the time as a team member, because you don't run a school on your own, Johnny, as you know. You run it with the help of a fantastic team. And Mr. Moore, my deputy principal, works very hard to keep the school promoted. And all of the time, if you're interested in what's going on with us, we have a very active Twitter account, and we keep promoting the girls, because at the end of the day, our job is about giving them the opportunity to see that there's so many opportunities out there and to reach their full potential. And everything we do to promote them as people, to grow their self-esteem and make them feel that they can take flight, like you mentioned, all our 6 years with their Leaving Cert, and stand on their own two feet and start out in life as best possible, with the best possible foundation. That's what St Mary's hopes to do for the girls.
Yes, and we wish you the very best of luck as well from all of us here at Near FM. Adele, thanks again for joining us. All the very best to you, and do take care.
Thank you so much. Thank you, and best wishes, and stay safe to all your listeners.
All the best. Bye-bye.